Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into this place, this broken vessel. Father, we pray that you can enter into these vessels as we open our hearts and minds and yield our spirits to you, O Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We thank God for another new day that he's added into our lives. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We thank God for all that he does and do every day. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio on the two Monday nights, every Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. for prayer and intercession, and on second and fourth Sunday for the breaking of the bread, the word for the ministers to bring glory to God, the gospel of truth to us. And not only that, other days we may have on Sundays or either through the week, conferences or, praise God, however the Lord bless, even in revival. So right now we thank God for this day that he's made and giving God glory for tonight, because we are listening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And as God bless, this is the first time in a long time, so it was at a time again where we may have some testimonies tonight, but we're also going to have a word of glory to God that God placed in my spirit, and I was not even thinking that was going to transfer, but God have a purpose for everything that he does, and we thank God for those that are still joining. But I was going to also pray and start with the scriptures, because we're going to have time for those that may have a time, because this new year that came in with all the great and marvelous things that were prophesied in 2023, and believing God for manifestation, that it, some has come to pass, some will come to pass, and no matter what the challenge is, it's been a lot that a lot of us have gone through, but to testify of God's goodness, God's grace, God's mercy, and how he's still moving and proving in a miraculous way. Praise the Lord. So we will testify of God's goodness in the midst of all that we're going through. Give God praise. Bless the Lord. He is worthy. We praise the Lord. Amen. So as we get ready to pray, and then also want to read this scriptures out of Proverbs. So we're going to be led by the Spirit how he does this tonight. So, you know, sometimes we get long-winded, but we want to give space for the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, my God, the child knocked my scriptures out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For God has done great things. God has done great things. For God has done great things. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Trying to pull up the scripture, glory to God, from Proverbs 1. God placed it in my spirit to read that before we get ready to bring some of the message for tonight. So I'm going to, praise the Lord, share that with you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, even no matter what the distractions in the background, I pray y'all forgive me. And in the meantime, we are going forward in the name of Jesus and thanking God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, and that we can come online and we have the freedom and the liberty to celebrate Jesus and to pray and to seek his face and to openly, glory to God, to declare and glory to God, receive from him and be able, glory to God, to pray one for another and and have anticipation of expectancy of a move of God. Thank God for the liberty in Christ Jesus in the spiritual, natural, and in the physical. We bless him. Thank you, Lord, tonight for being able to come in your presence with thanksgiving. Come with the attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying your name. As we are before you now, forgive us for every sin, every transgression against your word. We pray any are sick among us, God, that you touch and heal anyone that's hurting and going through with a broken heart. You said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. You said in your word, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You already encouraged us to know that there will be trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. We've overcome the world. You've overcome the world. So greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us, because you are on the inside through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. We thank God that he is our comforter, our teacher, our lead, our God. We thank you for all that you do every day. Lord, there's none like thee. Oh, thank you for your word that comes alive in us. Thank you for the power of your anointing. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for our families, our loved ones, our spiritual family. Thank you for a move of God. Thank you for the power of the anointing to be able to have access to the throne of grace and to use the giftings and the talents that you've given for your glory. And Lord, help us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and pray one for another. Bear one another burdens. Glory to God and strong brother, firmness of the weak. And help us to never get to a place over there we try to take your glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of your word, even in for wisdom. You said in Psalms 1, if any lack wisdom, ask of the Lord, and you'll give it to us liberally. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank Lord, glory to our Father, for sending Jesus our Savior. Thank God for Jesus for sacrificing his life, the ultimate sacrifice, to redeem us back to the Father. Thank you, Lord God, that he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. And God, we thank you that you've given us power to intercede, to pray, and to trust, and to rest and believe that, glory to God, all things are possible through you, and you are not a God that you shall lie. We bless you tonight for that. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, our scripture reading tonight will be coming. It's really lengthy. The scripture reading out of Proverbs 1. Praise the Lord. Not coming out of the version that I wanted right now, but we're going to use that. Praise the Lord. It says, Proverbs Solomon of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instructions in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen at their listening, and let the discerning get guidance. For the understanding proverbs and parables and saying and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are garlands to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let us lie for innocent blood. Looking at the times we're in now, let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fool our houses with prudence, cast lots with us. We will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set fools on your path, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square, on top of the wall. She cries out at the city gate. She makes her speech. How long will you, who are simple, love your simple ways? How long will you mock delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teaching. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, and I in turn will laugh with disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but I will not find. They will not find me. That's why the Lord let us know, glory to God, the day we hear his voice, harden not our hearts. But then it says, since they hate knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spur my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their own, of their ways, and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be eased without fear of harm. Again, but whosoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord God, and ask you to give me the wisdom how to share the thoughts that you've given me and the things that were written that we will reiterate again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Word my mouth and put this flesh under subjection and curse and cancel any assignment of any interference in the name of Jesus. So be it in Jesus' name. He is an awesome, wonderful God. Oh, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. All right, there were some thoughts that came to mind today, and this is, you would not believe, this is only 45 minutes with some things that was already written that tied into the things that God happened to bring that scripture right there up. Ask in between the things that I'm getting ready to read to you and say to you in the name of Jesus. That's why it's so important to have wisdom. And even in Psalms 1, it tells us who lack wisdom acts of the Lord. Praise God. We're going to begin Proverbs and the topic that he gave me. And between this, even between and at the ending, is first I heard your choice. We done had some word on choices. Praise God, even brought a message on choice. And we know life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he was telling us to choose life. But it said choose life. Then bless. Excuse me. Oh, no, the enemies are like, choose life and blessing, or if you choose death, it's destruction. And wisdom's crying in the street was what we just read concerning that Proverbs 1. Praise God. So as a believer, we're standing on yielding our vessels unto the Lord, because we don't want to be the people, he said, you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from me. Just like he said, when I call and you disregard. And we can look at the whole world with that, and we can also look in the body of Christ with that. Amen. And he's calling them, and he warned us of the things that goes on in the world, but he talks a lot to the believers how we ought to be conducting ourselves, glory to God, unto righteousness and holiness, yielding to obedience to him, because he said obedience is better than sacrifice. Or how well known he spoke them that to Saul, praise the Lord, and we can see it permeating down through the years, even right unto us. Proverbs 12, 13 says, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Example, careless words, spoken words, born of selfish motives, have a way of betraying us and putting us in a mess of trouble. But when we surrender to God's righteousness, he works in us, in our hearts, to instill his wisdom, his truth, his grace in the words we speak. In prayer, God protects us from careless speech. Give us the mind of Christ, the wisdom before my tongue speak, before careless words escape it out of my mouth, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, as it tells us in James 5, that I may not fall into the snares of pride, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. And then 1 Corinthians 15, 8 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. And another one in NIV says, therefore, my dear brother and sister, stand firm. Let nothing move you away. Nothing move you. Always give yourself to fully to be the do the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. And as we look over to God, hallelujah, it's that God can be speaking, and man may not even recognize God's ways. And his ways and thoughts are higher than heaven is from the earth. Glory to God. And we have to recognize and so forth like this. God does not speak like men or think like man, mere man. He is our creator. We got to be in a place and a position to hear the voice of the Lord. He says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Lord has to say. We're not going to know what he's saying if we don't spend time with him. Quoting some words and some scriptures out of a book, glory to God. And even if you're taking it out of the book, the B-I-B-L-E, the roadmap, glory to God, that we have for life, even if you pull them out of there and you don't have, glory, I studied right about the word and have truth and believing and glory to God and trusting God, it's just like going to class, learning, glory to God, of the whatever the lesson is, regurgitating it back out for the test. When the test is over, that's it. We need to have that word rooted and grounded in, so when the adversary and the trials and the tribulation and the storms come in life, we have something to grasp and to gravitate to when the enemy trying to pull us up like the storm comes about and pull the roots up out the tree, up from the tree, out of the ground, or we'll be able to be hold fast, be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. We'll be like it says in Romans 12, 1 through 8, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're being transformed, glory to God, through God's word as we seek his face, get in his word, trust him and believe what his word say. So when we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, we'll have the confidence that we're going to receive what God says. That's Mark 11. Say, glory to God, when you pray, believe that you receive. Hebrews 11 and 1 say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, the not seen. You don't see no evidence, but I have the assurance that God's word, he cannot lie, and he will not lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, he's faithful to his word. Great is his faithfulness. And he said, I'm not slight as man counts slightness. So whatever God says, it will come to pass. So when we can get ourselves to that place of just continuously on a regular basis, getting in his word, let his word get on in the inside of us and standing on it and believing it, then we can act on it in truth and know, grow out, no matter what time it is and how long it takes. And we learn it to wait on the Lord and know, glory out, he's faithful to his word. Great is his faithfulness. And we learn to be faithful in our waiting and our trusting and our obedience and submission to him. Oh, my God, great and mighty thing. And many of us have experienced it, but sometimes we allow the adversary to derail us because of we get caught up in being bombarded, or we start picking daisies, or we start getting slack in our reading and studying him or studying his word, or get slack, glory to God, because we go through a trial or things start being distorted, glory to God, or somebody betrayed us, or our children start acting wayward, or husband and wife start at each other, or something going on the job, or multiple things happening, and don't give those things to the Lord, or don't put that time into prayer and seeking the face and calling on somebody that can be able to touch and agree in prayer, that's not going to have your business all over the streets or whatever like this, that have your best interest at heart, that we can stand together and one chase a thousand, put two for 10,000 to flight, and persistent and pursuing and standing on God's word, seeking his faith for wisdom and discernment, how to operate through this, how to navigate through this, how to not allow the enemy to manipulate my mind and my feelings and my emotions, not to go to bed and sleeping with the enemy with all the things that are going on and having a party with depression, oppression, suppression, and glory of discouragement and rejection and all kind of things. The enemy have you drunk off of the foolishness of this world, walking by sight instead of by faith. That's why he tells us daily, cast your cares upon me because I care for you and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my God, praise the Lord. We done got all the way over there. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to get to a place where we can be able to hear God, and we're not going to be exempted from trials or tribulations. He said we will have them. And knowing so forth like this, he's overcome so we can overcome. Remember who's on board. And sometimes we're so busy overriding the spirit to please the flesh. And sometimes pleasing the flesh don't mean we want to pull up our dress or pull down our pants. Sometimes just in having the last word, sometimes lying, sometimes in deception, sometimes just being full of anger and frustration, sometimes just getting prejudice against this, that, and else, sometimes still holding on to old doctrines and old ways and familiar things and stuff like this, and get in that place where we won't let go and let God. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes you still got these remote control walls up. Okay, let's move on. Obedience and disobedience. We know, glory to God, and when it talked about the priest, Eli. And when Eli, glory to God, was instructed to keep the lights burning in the temple, don't let them go out. In the midst of that, he allowed his son, being obedient in that area, but disobedient when it come back around. Here it is, God has that we're not to walk in sin. We're not to be lusting. We're not to, he got everything laid out. He knows what the law is. He allowed his son, wasn't strong enough to stand and rebuke and vibe and cancel out the assignment and chastise his son, but he did everything God wanted him to do for raising Samuel up. Samuel, glory to God, that was Hannah's son that the Lord blessed, and she wanted a child for many years, and then she believed God, and then finally she was able to say, go in the temple and pray and say, if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. Out of all her ridicule and stuff like this with her husband, otherwise, glory to God for just having all the babies, this, that, and the other, and ridiculing her, and okay, at that time and so forth, and this, for to have a male child, for to have a child, period, but especially a male child. Nevertheless, when she did, glory to God, was in the temple, Eli thought she was even drunk. Oh, she cried out so much until the Lord, and you were saying, no, she hasn't, she's not drunk. She was just praying to the Lord, and then he spoke blessings upon her. She had the child. She gave the child after 5 years, just like she said, back to the Father, back to the Lord, and so forth. So in the temple, here it is. All these things is Eli doing like he's supposed to do, but he didn't have no control over his children. So in the meantime, when the Lord blessed even Samuel to be raised up, he heard a word from the Lord and so forth like this and thought Eli was calling him, and he said, no, son, go back after 3 times and so forth like this. And God blessed. When he heard the word, it was a warning even for Eli, the man that was even raising him up in there. But the Lord had said how God was displeased for him not listening and obedient to the Spirit of the Lord and whatever like this, and what destruction was coming. So he and his sons ended up dying. We're not going through all of that. But the main thing is obedience and disobedience and so forth. So, and Samuel, even when he was raised up, there was no sin even found in his life and so forth like this too. And he was a great prophet for the Lord. And he says, and then he was saying, you cannot do half-heartedly or halfway what God wants. And we know, glory to God, we're just mentioning about Saul, his disobedience, even about not being obedient to what God told him, kill up all the Amalekites and don't leave nothing alive. He bought that stock that was not, that wasn't supposed to bring anything back. And even the king and whatever, and they didn't want to blame the people. But God gave instructions for him as the king and the leader. So saying that you feared what the people say and do, no, some of that was you, because the fact of it is, if your fear for the Lord and know what God has already done in time past, just because of this situation, something in you desire to do some things as well, regardless of the pressure from the people, he still was disobedient, and he lost the king. He lost being the king, glory to God, that lost the throne, even though he might have been sitting on it for a while until David, glory to God, was to take the throne, and just because disobedience. So we can't allow sin to enter in and cause us to miss out on the blessings of God. So life and death is in the power of the tongue. Choose life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Judas was walked with the anointed, and the Lord blessed. But Judas was greedy, and Judas got rebellious, and Judas betrayed Jesus Christ, and it ended up costing his life. And then we have to look at the things when we have poor choices, and even a poor choice was by David. David and so forth, like, then wisdom not to hear God, and disobedience and rebellion, and so forth. Like, wisdom is crying in the streets and making the choices of life and death. Here it is when David did not obey the Lord. Not obey the Lord. He is thinking he was disobedient. The story about him and Bathsheba, and we're making that brief of through his greed, and that was greed because he had all these concubines. He had his wife and all these concubines. And here it is, this woman over here, and a mad woman at that, out on the roof bathing. He was supposed to be out there with his troop, and the army. He's supposed to be there. So he laid back in the cut at home and so forth. So his eyes, glory to God, got to wondering. And it's one thing to take a glance or give a compliment and keep it moving. But when we start lusting and looking and desiring and whatever, oh, you look too long. Because even when it comes to the natural lust of sin of the flesh in the sense of, you know, of lying and when it comes to sex, back in the day with Moses, and he was saying, and so forth like this, if he lied with a woman, and so forth like this, and how, you know, chastisement came from that. But even when Jesus came on the scene, he said, if you look at a woman, and so forth like this, lust in that in your heart, you've already sinned right then. So praise God. I guess that's the reason why people can get off so much in the fornicating. They didn't have anything. They didn't even have to touch your body. They can see pictures, and the pictures will take them all the way to the climate, everything. And was there, and some just go over and over and over in their mind that they get so caught up. I don't know the name when they say what people, just like somebody have I can't even think of the name when they call it. So when they get so caught up in that right there, it's come, and it's not the word for addiction, but I can't think of the other word I want to think of. But anyway, because of his disobedience, and it just let one thing, one lie led to another. He lied, there comes from a baby. And then when it comes from that, you're trying to set it up now for the man to come home and call him out from the war and so forth, but to go and labor. He was so faithful to the king and fighting, he couldn't see himself coming in and lying with his family and having with his wife and having pleasures. So he's at the king's door, and because the fact of it is, all the troops are out there fighting. They come to find out he had no idea behind the scenes somebody plotting your life, trying to set you up in the name of Jesus. So he ended up sent out and with a letter of his own destruction, not even knowing that he had a letter, glory to God, taking it out to war to destroy himself because of the king had sent a message out and so forth for him to put him on the front line. And so there's lies and so forth, try to cover up the lies. Then it turned back around and there's death and whatever. And that death, even in that, caused him to lose his first son by Bathsheba. But the Lord blessed and raised up Samuel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where is your path taking you? Hallelujah. Is it, what, you got on the narrow path of righteousness, or is it taking you on Hollywood Boulevard? Praise the Lord. All of us got to be wise and think about that when we get caught up in these conversations and people bringing us out, causing us to be pulled out on the carpet when we get so caught up in saying and doing things, or we get to a point we get vindictive, trying to be retaliating and all kinds of stuff. The Bible says in James, back to wisdom, James, glory to God, talks about the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. He told us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we know the same thing as God told Adam and Eve. He gave them instructions and so forth not to eat of that tree. Although everything that's in there is presented to you, you got all of this in one thing, just like with David, that one thing over there with all of that you have. I tell you, if you look at that over there too, is those choices and so forth. One was deceiving, which was Eve, and the other one was, glory to God, just plain out disobedient. because you knew what God said. He gave you instructions. So even if the woman was talking all that about, okay, husband, and oh, we could do this and that, but I gave you the choices. You could have shut it down, but you didn't. The choices, consequences of our choices, before you choose, how will it affect your life and others? Ask what the Lord is leading me to do. We have to have a conscience. God is a word. God's word, the Holy Spirit, angels, faith, trust, and direct communication with the Father and the Son. We need only to ask and actually listen for the answer and the heart to obey. I just told you about the she says about what James says about the wisdom. Okay, the devil in an opportune time waiting to maneuver and to manipulate whoever he can. He posts at the door of our vulnerability to steal, kill, and to destroy our fellowship with the Lord and ultimately our lives. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And Ephesians 6:13, put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:13, put on the whole armor of God. Many things influence our choices, desires to please others, deception, falsehood, truth, compassion, and passion, righteousness, zeal, honor, dishonor, one's own lust. James 1:14. Everything man is tempted, whatever drawn away of his own lust and entice. Hebrews 11:24-26. About faith and Moses, he was. I had this right here written so good I would like to, but it's written so tiny I don't even go back over that one to even tell you what I wrote on that one. Bless your name. God has a purpose behind every problem. 1 Peter 4:12. Don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead, for this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you, because God's already told us that in John 10:10, that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And he also said in 1 Peter 5 and so forth about what we just read about being diligent. Be alert. Be aware. He even said, I not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. But he also told us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you don't have knowledge about some things and we thought we were going right about them, and when God brings truth to the table, then, you know, that's the time for us to turn and get on that straight and narrow and crucify that flesh. And even for the knowledge that we didn't have at that time, now the truth has come, we come in compliance with whatever God's word is saying. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 16:33. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. That's so you can have the scripture. Hebrews 11:24-26. Praise the Lord. You read that with Moses choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. May we all stand before the Lord Jesus with a great and expectation to hear and obey what he's saying, so he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Remember, and so forth like this, even when Joseph had a choice, when his master wife was trying to seduce him and also trying to subject him to yielding to her, and because she kept, but he refused to lie with her, so he ran out of his clothing because there was some evidence left there that he had been in her presence. She crying out a lie, and he ended up back in prison. But he had the opportunity to lie and do a little something. There was nobody there, and he'll tell him how many other ones that she done laid with and whatever. But he refused not only just because that was his master, but not to dishonor God and whatever. And you have some men and some women that, you know what, whatever's in the dark, like they done forgot God, can't see he's the creator. It was darkness on the earth before. We're not going to go there. Where's the senses at? I don't know. But common sense don't work when somebody get lustful and all passion. That's why it's important for people, and some of them act like little children too. You already know when you start playing and rubbing with fire, rubbing on each other and lusting and licking and touching and carrying on, start a fire sometimes. You want to stop. You can't stop. Next thing you know, they did it. Oh, I didn't know what happened. You didn't just throw it. You didn't just fall in it. You went in it. So in the meantime, you got to know and so forth to refrain from any kind of lustful deeds, or whether it's something to do with the body for its physical emotions and touching and or whatever, or getting caught up in the passion of, oh, glory to God, lusting so much after covenant somebody else's gift or talent, or getting so caught up that I want this so bad, or this person's husband or wife, or you want so bad this job, and this, your ambitions just get ahead of you, and you're just like crabs in a bucket, or you get to the point where you're lusting so much of a greed and money that you'll do whatever it takes and don't care who you hurt or whatever. It's so many different types of lust. Lusting of the eye, lusting of the flesh, lusting, glory to God, of all kinds of things, the pride of life, your eye gates. Glory to God can get us in a lot of trouble. Praise the Lord. But being able to resist, and if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you with the word and with the discipline and with the submission and for your love and for your trust and really glory to God in a place to love God so much with all your heart and mind, so it will be so easy to sway from over this side, the tendon running this way, swing back the other way. Because a lot of people just want fire insurance to keep them out of hell. They want, glory to God, health insurance, for God to keep me healthy. And then they want, oh, my God. They will do anything and so forth like this right here just to turn back around and appease what they want. If they could have all of that, the fire insurance, the health insurance, the life insurance, to make sure I make it into the kingdom of God and whatever like this, but still yet want the opportunities to still do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this. He said, be holy for I am holy. We can't separate it and turn back around. Oh, you know what? And you can twist the words all you want. God's word is not going to change. He said the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So no matter how many times we go and try to take this scripture and interpret it to cause other people to be seduced and people to be, glory to God, caught up under your little hypnotic spirit of, you know, this right here, that sounds good because the flesh is being appeased or just because you want control, that's not going to change. No matter how much Jezebel or anybody else, glory to God, that Jezebel spirit, male or female, Jezebel spirit of control and manipulation, it's not going to change God's word. Even sitting up crying and whatever, making all kinds of noise about how sorry we are and our hearts not changed, that's not going to make it. He want to see a change, a spirit of repentance, a spirit, glory to God, where we really actually are striving for everything we know how to live holy and to live right, to live righteous in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're about to wrap it up. But the main thing in itself, like this, wisdom is crying in the streets. We got to get to a place that no matter what goes on in life, am I willing to allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign? Am I willing to deny this flesh and crucify it and so forth and say whatever God says, that will I do, and I will deny this flesh and I will not allow, glory to God, myself to succumb to the things of this world through people or other things. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And we got to use that authority that God has given us, and we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in sin. Praise the Lord. We're supposed to be new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away, and all things become new. Praise God. What did God say about whatever situation? That's what we ought to be striving for, no matter how much the pressure is on. And even everything that goes on, even when things come to tempt us, he said he'll leave a way of escape. No matter how much the temptation, he will not let it overtake us. But we got to be at such a relationship with the Lord that we even recognize that little window can be so small when it gets so bombarded with some things that it won't double us. But I still will not, no matter how much you entice me for, you know, I have to do this, to have this job, to keep this job. I got to do this, for this right here to take place of that, or either for me to make it to the next level because I want, you know, this opportunity for this, that, and the other. Still yet, whatever window, if it's something like even when Joseph was put in, No matter how narrow that escape window was, I'm not going to lay down and lust and whatever. Just like with Moses, the pleasures to be here with the sinners and do whatever they're doing and whatever, I'm not. I'd rather go over to God, suffer and whatever like this, because in that, you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. Praise God. Oh, my God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I bless the Lord. Ask the Lord, speak. Are you listening and believing to do to act on what he says? As we already said, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, all thy ways. Acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Do you have the word in your heart so the devil so the devil will not be so easily to manipulate you or cause you to yield to temptation? We got to be to a point and so forth like this, praying always and praying and being and have perseverance. Prayer, glory to God, warriors, with the power of prayer. We got to be able to stand on what we're praying, what we're believing to receive. We can't just be praying a word. We got to get to that place where it be so strong down in our spirits that when we even challenge with things that provoke us or agitate us, is the word of God let us know out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speak. So what are you feeding? Who are you feeding? Are you feeding the spirit man so he can become strong with a strong calisthenics and strengthen and stir up so much power and anointing that you won't be so easily swayed or manipulated or glory out? Somebody won't easily provoke you. Next thing you know, anything and everything coming out of your mouth. And sometimes over to God, people are saying, oh, I just slipped and I just cussed out of the abundance of the mouth of speech. So in the meantime, how you get so much under pressure if you get the word of God in you and standing firm and whatever like this and not allowing the temptation of the world or the things that the enemy is doing, and we feeding that spirit and standing on the word and this, that, and the other, and not allow yourself to be in the company of people always cussing and fussing and doing this, this, that, and the other. And sometimes in situations on some people's job, sometimes that stuff get in your ear gates too enough. But we got to fight the good fight of faith so that way we won't turn back around and start reacting the same way they're reacting. We got to find a way to fight them and resist and fill our spirits up so that way when we get so provoked that we won't turn back around. Next thing you know, these words are coming out. Because sometimes people around people, they can escape that at lunchtime or whatever time or working, but sometimes they just like them little jokes, and they like the little games, and like the what a hee-haw and whatever, and don't even know and so forth this what it's doing to your testimony, and also you're not guarding your heart. So in the meantime, like you say, guard your heart with all diligence, and stuff is getting in there, and then in the meantime, when it play back, and even sometimes being around people that are lustful and this, that, and the other, or people and stuff like, you know, oh, they always talking about, ooh, man, and ooh, that woman and that man and what I did last night. And you don't even know what's traveling with you. Next thing you know, you got these little feelings and emotions. We got to even pray and bind stuff up when we pray it and casting out stuff and binding up stuff against people that we are sincerely praying for that have those spirits and whatever. So how much more of you sitting there lollygagging and enjoying that every day and what doors you open for the enemy to come up against you? 1 Thessalonians, I don't know what it is, but the 5th verse, it says, men ought to always pray in home, in the car, on the job, pray in mind sometimes, in conflict. God help me not say the wrong thing. Pray in decision, etc. Pray in directions. Glory to God in their needs of the Lord. Pray, glory to God, and mean it. Pray standing in faith. Pray, glory to God, as a two-way street. When you're praying, you got to also stop and listen, and so forth like this. We got to yield ourselves to a place where we'll meditate on God's word and listen and so forth to see what he has to say, and not just always me, my, us, for, and no more. And even if it's not that, and you're praying sincerely about different things and people and the priests, the kings, glory to God, what's going on in your home, the neighbor, those who are out there fighting for their life, in the meantime, be still enough so we can be able to hear God and find out what his response is to some things and some directions. Praying always. Praying and through worship. We got to make sure that sometimes we're not just praying, and we don't give time to give God praise and give time to glory. Sometimes even praising, even before we even get into glory to God, the prayer. Oh, this many things God has moved, even just in the worship, even in worship service. You know, heard people crying out and saying, what must I do to be saved? I was in a church when we was in our service, when our pastor, the worship was so powerful. I'm telling this man of God was he can preach and also play keyboard and sing, but the worship was so powerful. It was just such an anointing. This man from the back, young man from the back, just started crying out. Oh, I start repenting. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for what I did. Forgive me for my sins. Oh, Lord, take me back. Just crying out. The power of the anointing was saturated the place. So, oh, Lord, was it a time up in that house? And not only just him, others, glory to God, even with time that's just giving their life, and even other ones, just things going on in life, in their lives. God bless. Oh, my God, and even brought an altar call through it. God is so awesome and so powerful and whatever under the anointing. Oh, God, I've heard of people just being in church and power, the praise and the worship, people falling out of their chairs under the anointing. God, oh, my God, I remember one time something was going, prayers, the anointing was so high in the church, I felt like jumping one time. That wasn't the service that I was in, that all these other ones, they were showing the worship, how it was, but it can happen. They'll tell me about the anointing. Oh, and if we connect in the spirit, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It'll start a fire on the inside. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. And we got to be careful what we speak. Speak in life. Because sometimes we'll speak things, I'm a never this here, and this is like this right here, and I'm always in something, and the devil, and the devil, and the devil, and the devil. Give more time and worship to the devil than we give to the Lord. Just because he's agitating, aggravating, and doing all kinds of things in your life, still yet pray contrary to what he's doing. And we acknowledge the fact that we are not glory to God. We're not going to dismiss the fact that he's there, but I'm not going to have him center of everything that goes on so I won't give God his praise. We're praying down the strongholds, binding and loosing, canceling assignments. And some things we do have to speak. It is the enemy that came up and bound up the foul spirit, like Mother Alexander Sayla, bind up glory to God every device or whatever the enemy is doing as we pray and counsel. But we ought to not be, oh, every time we talk to you, or every time something goes, it's the devil, it's the devil. We don't live in a winter season all the time. There is four seasons in life, and God has seasonal times in our lives as well. But the greater one is on the inside. We need to cast the care and concerns back to the Lord. We need to walk in a place that we have the authority that he's given us to use it to bind and loose. We got to have the faith to know I'm going through and I'm coming out. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In the name, I'm going through. I'm overcoming. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, he told us he'll cast all. We got to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not. And we get that strong when we spend time with him and in the word and even trusting him and with other fellow believers because there is power in unity. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. They're safely in the counsel of glory to God. All right. And then we got to know glory to God, the right posture in prayer. Glory to God. We got to make sure that we be a people and so forth. No matter what is happening around us, I'm going to be steadfast in the faith, unmovable, always about the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. What am I doing? I'm doing that to the glory of the Lord. I'm not doing it for no self-gain, no self-will, for no self-exaltation. I'm not doing it because I was pressured or somebody, glory to God, tried to manipulate me, or either I'm trying to do it out of a retaliation to prove a point or whatever. We got to be to a point, whatever I do it as unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we can be to some powerful, ridiculous prayers. And when I say ridiculous, I'm talking about the fact that when the enemy, glory to God, think that, you know, no matter what I done gone through here and there, I still can pray and believe God no matter what, whether it was through a divorce, whether it was through sickness, whether it was through this, that, and the other. Even when people say this can't happen and that can't happen, oh, but I believe God and I know he'll do some things that is beyond the imagination of man. And if he said it, it's settled in the name of Jesus. We got to be to a point no matter what it seems ridiculous to everybody else. If God said it and if I have the faith to believe it, then it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And he will work all things for the good in the name of Jesus. We don't know how we're supposed to pray as we ought to. But glory to God, according to Romans 8:26-27, glory to God, we're saying that the Spirit makes intercession on our behalf. Glory to God, we need to take time out to let the Holy Spirit to speak and minister and say what it is. And we, when we pray in the Spirit, that glory to God, even to ourselves, that's exaltation. But when we get glory to God out in public, watch, we need to, maybe it's not an interpretation, an interpreter out there. We need to make sure that one prophet or that one is subject to the other, and with the spirit of interpretation, that all be blessed and be able to hear. But when we're just praying in the spirit among ourselves to glorify the Lord, and sometimes he'll even give us a word in the spirit, even when we're just doing it alone or when we're with somebody, praise the Lord. Prayer is not when you want to. God is always on time. He will fight our battles. You must be dressed for the battle at all times in the name of Jesus, with the armor of God on. Hallelujah. Perseverance, praying without ceasing in the name of Jesus. When your situation gets painful enough, you'll forget all about, glory to God, what you look like, your shoes, your hair, or anything else. You just want to get in his presence. So that don't mean wherever I am, I just want to be able to be sincere and to really persist and pursue to receive whatever I have to do to receive, or to whatever I have to mindset to get in God's presence to hear what he says. And he says in his presence is fullness of joy. And he loves the praise of his people. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. But the main thing is having the love of God, walking in forgiveness. That's how this all started from the beginning. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Son loved us so much that he gave up his life, the ultimate sacrifice, to redeem us back to the Father. For all that ridicule and pain and hurt and all beating so unrecognizable, not that pretty boy we see on a picture with a little bit of blood in his hands and on his feet and on his side. Oh, girl, unrecognizable. They couldn't even recognize him. He was beaten so bad. But it'd be on our behalf. But glory to God. Went into the grave and got the keys, and glory to God. Right now on the right hand of the Father, and gave the keys to us and gave us power and authority to operate in, to bind and to loose, to walk in love, to walk in forgiveness, to do the work that he's called for, to be able to be a witness, to be an intercessor, to be a vessel that he can use for healing and deliverance or whatever he may want to use us for in this earth, for him to prove himself the Lord. But these vessels unto his honor and to his glory. Worship him and magnify his name. Oh, glory to God. When you really love the Lord and have a true relationship, you won't allow the devil plots and plans and schemes to sidetrack you. Praise the Lord, and you'll keep you from the presence of God. There will be challenges and trials and tribulations, as Jesus said, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. I'll be with you always. Trust in me, over to God. Have faith, study the word, pray and obey, be led by the Spirit. And don't deny him. Hallelujah. Forgiveness, glory to God. Hallelujah. Also is one of the keys. There is safety in the multitude of counsel. Forsake not the assembly of the saints. Walk in the authority God gave you without doubt and fear. God can't lie. His word will never fail. You have power to bind and to loose the power of the enemy. Glory to God. 1 Chronicles 7:14. If my people over to God will humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. If they were praying, turn and seek his face and turn from his wicked ways. Hallelujah. Then we hear from heaven. He said, You are able, the Lord, to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Power in his name. He gave us that power to use his name, the power of attorney he gave us in the name of Jesus, to take authority over the foul spirits of the enemy, every foul and unclean spirit of the devil, every principality, hallelujah, every stronghold. And we got to stop letting the enemy cause our minds to wander here and there in the name of Jesus. Then your imagination running away from me. He said every imagination and exalt itself against the knowledge of God, we need to bring it down in captivity in obedience to his Spirit, to his word, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit, and we receive him. Glory to God. We need to walk in that authority in our faith. Oh, glory to God. Trust and believe. Oh, we need to make sure that whatever we do, that it glorifies the Lord. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Those that have an ear, can you hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church? We got to come up. Come up hither. What is the Lord saying to you? Can you hear me now? Praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. To God be the glory. What a marvelous, mighty, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to worship you, Lord. Give you glory. Give you honor. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome God. I thank you, Lord. Eliandore de Kachakarobotaya. Oh, let us have an ear to hear what you say and do what you say. Oh, if you can just have a moment as the lines are open just to worship just for a minute before we go into testimony. Just stand right, think back of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done. Oh, we ought to cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us and delivering us and bringing us out. Oh, I know more than me is on the line to give him praise right about now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. You are worthy of the praise. He still said have a time of testifying. And even the things of the that was prophesied for this year, even all the deaths in our families, all the things how this year started and all the things, I still believe God, even in the midst of the sickness and the different things that challenged the body, I still thank you and all the prayers that went forth through you all too. I'm Hallelujah. Testifying of his goodness. Other things, glory to God, even when we're blessing, glory to God, with other situations that came in, whether it was a financial situation, whether it was a grief situation, whether it was some things that transpired that the enemy was, oh, man, want to turn some things around in another direction. Oh, God, I tell you, my God, get all the glory and the praise and honor. Even the challenges that went through with my body and different things, even with this thyroid and other stuff that was happening with this body that was going on. Y'all prayers and the prayers have been praying, and prayers I'm believing and some things that's turning around right now too as well. And believing God even for a good report of this one, even for tomorrow when I get ready to go to this appointment. But also with this lymphedema getting ready to start the sciatic nerve done calm down through the therapy. We're going to believe God to start this therapy back with this pump that it does not start this leg back up again. But nevertheless, I'm still bad at believing God. He's the same God. And I thank you for the prayers and the prayer warriors and what you did even for my children and even for glory to God for this baby that was born pre, but no, it don't even look no signs like he's been no preemie. And everything that's going on now, everything is in good reports of her and all kinds of things, even with her mom and everything. It's just so much to be thankful for. But I done prayed already, so I don't want to go into all with my all the rest of the testimonies. But God has been so awesome. We're believing God for greater things yet to come. Some promises that need to be manifested still yet that he says he's not a God that he should lie. And they are going to come to pass. Even some debt cancellation and some turning some things around. And even this thing that I've been going through while them referring this bed with this platform for months and months and been praying. I said, the devil is alive. They're not going to run this thing out for the whole year and not get it done. But God bless. Yesterday it was done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, not yesterday, the day before. Oh, my God, he is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Oh, but I'm going to stop right there because it's some more, but we can use that at another time. I need the time now to go ahead, how they came on the phone. Right now, since I heard Mother Alexander, I'm going to have Mother Alexander. I know also the Mother Willett came on early. There's Rachel. One of them just done fell off. It must have been Rachel just fell off. Well, anyway, sister, not Rachel fell off, Laura fell off. Rachel is there. Is that Mother McCormick? No, that's Mother McCormick, right? McCormick, that's right. Mother McCormick is there. Brother Black is there. And Mother Alexander. So we're going to start in that order. Mother Alexander. Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my dear. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
I thank God for a day. I came on late because I just came back from another place I went to. But thanks be to God, I catch you on.
Praise God.
God, we just got to give God thanks.
Yes.
I have a testimony, a short testimony, but it is still saying, through all that going on in this world, you still see the goodness of God when you ask for things.
Yes.
We had to go to a meeting Saturday. I and Sister Willett went to see the same meeting. And when we were leaving, it was raining. So we figured, according to them, it would be 90% rain yesterday, Saturday. But we asked the Lord, all of the rain, get us down there to enjoy that meeting, and then come back. We were supposed to go to a funeral. Our sister passed away. And God, because it was so dark, the cloud, you know it was going to pour in down. But do you know, sisters and brothers, that God hold that rain? We went to the program at Sister Sim, and it was wonderful. We get back. And looking at the skies were very dark because you know it was going to pour down. But the goodness of God here when we cry out that, Lord, hold the rain so we can get to this program, it's past the same, and get back down to the funeral at the church. And God heard answer a prayer. If make it short, God answer a prayer. It did not rain until we went home at night. So we know that God is still answering prayer. No matter what goes on in this world, God is still answering prayer. And thank God for your word tonight, Pastor, because Each and every one of us need to hear that word. And a lot of time you find people going through trial and tribulation too. You got to think about the disobedient and the obedient. If God tell you one thing, do what God says. I don't care what it look like. Do what God says, because you're never going to fail. Because God not failing you. He said in his word, come boldly to the throne of grace, right? And he also tell us, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. Just believe his word and stand on his word. The pastor talk about obedient. We have so many illustrations in the word of God telling you about when you disobey, oh, the price is so high today. So I thank God for that lesson tonight that she brought. Because it's nothing but the word of God coming, and we nowadays, just look at the situation in the world. They're giving young men guns now, and so much the devil is so busy that he mess with their mind and killing stuff.
Yes.
I really believe, baby, the word that she bring tonight, we better take heed, because things is going ups and down in the situation today, because I don't see why kids must have a gun at 18 years old. Even young little ones are full with guns. So, we, baby, we definitely need to pray, and pray without ceasing.
Yes.
I thank you for the word, my dear. I thank you, Pastor. I thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Truly, we give God glory, honor, and praise. Let me just tag with my sister Alexander, because I had written down, I'm grateful. I'm so thankful for God. Excuse me. I wrote down, thank God for no excess rain. And
amen.
When she talked about that, we knew it was supposed to be 90% rain.
Amen.
And had lightning and stuff supposed to be with it and everything. And glory be to God, we got downtown to the meeting downtown. Praise God. Didn't have to worry about being rained on. And then got all the way back to the meeting for the funeral services, and no rain again, praise God. And like she say, not until I got home inside of my house. Praise God, hallelujah.
Praise God.
I put that down. And I wrote down, thank God for being a promise keeper, because he is definitely a promise keeper. I just thank and praise God. He is so faithful. Glory be to God. Because I thought, if I got to wear these pants, I'm liable to get them wet. But, you know, I didn't think a whole lot about that. But I thought about it, and then I just thank and praise God that he did not allow us to get soaking wet or anything. Didn't even get a – it didn't rain. We got there, wherever we was going, no rain. Praise God, hallelujah.
Bless
but the
God.
Clouds was dark. But after we got back home, I know I had got on my bed, and then I said, well, look at the clouds. Clouds got real dark, and it did rain. So we thank and praise God, but not until after we had finished everything that we need to finish.
Amen.
And I do thank God for being that promise keeper. He is so good. And I want to thank God for that beautiful homegoing celebration. And I thank and praise God that my sister, Jeanette, who went on to be with the Lord, she made up her mind and she said, I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm ready to go. She didn't wonder about where she was going. She knew where she was going. And I thank and praise God she wasn't a person who was fighting to try to stay here. Hello, somebody. You know, sometimes when your time is up, you know, you do everything you can to try to stay here. And then today's, praise God, this is all in testimony. Today at our worship services, our pastor had the gentleman, Brother Reese Bird, the guy we had been praying for who had stage 4 cancer. Of the kidney, I believe, but he had cancer. He said when they did the scan to see the cancer in his body, he said he was lit up like a Christmas tree. Cancer from the back of his head all the way down to his bottom. That's a, it was spot that many spots. He said he knew it was over 30-some spots where the cancer was, and it was stage 4. But he stood up in that pulpit and was strong, praise God, and picked his weight back up because he was on Ozempic, and it was causing him so much medical problems. He couldn't even – his food was disgusting, so he couldn't even eat. In any case, he had to pray and ask for healing from what the Ozempic did to him first before he could even get to the cancer. But he was trusting God, and he said in December, I believe, God spoke to him and spoke to him clearly, you know, and he knew, and he had to end up throwing up, and it seemed like he threw up something in that the trash can at the hospital, but it wasn't the it was throw up, but then it was still, he said it was something he felt like had come out of his body. And in any case, he said, call that doctor back in here. And he knew he was healed. God had healed him. And I just think, and praise God, he testified of how they went back in February and, praise God, did another scan, and it was all clear. No contamination in his body with the cancer. And it was one of those, a different type of procedure, because he said his cancer was so aggressive, they didn't have time to do chemo or radiation. They had to go right into, I don't know what the word he said. But in any case, it was a powerful testimony of healing. I mean, and people, because somebody in our church had got a diagnosis, Miss Rachel had got a diagnosis. She had cancer 20 years ago, but now it's come back. So that was a powerful testimony even for her. I said, well, if he did it one time, he can do it. God can do it again.
Yes.
God is a faithful promise keeper. We must stand on his word and decide we're going to get an agreement. If he said you shall live and not die, stand on his word. If he said with his stripes, Jesus' stripes, that we are healed, God, I thank you for my healing, my deliverance, whatever it is. Find out what God's word says and get in there and do it. But I think this is what we were supposed to do, is give our testimony. So that's my testimony. I thank and praise God, even for my son, praise God, because the doctor, even when my girlfriend was in the hospital, my son had to go there because of the gallbladder, and the doctor had given him antibiotics and stuff like that. He stayed in there 3 or 4 days, and then he had to come home with more antibiotics because the doctor said it's too risky to do the surgery. And then, but he walking around here doing fine. He done gone back to work, and he still got to go and have another ultrasound, praise God, to see how that gallbladder is doing, because the doctor wants to take it out, but he said he needs to lose weight also. The blood of Jesus against this obesity, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah. We thank and praise God. I thank and praise God, and he left to go with his girlfriend and go watch Cats or something at the theater somewhere. But he's doing fine, and I thank and praise God for his great love, grace, and mercy. We appreciate you, Minister BJ. I won't go in the comment because you brought out so many beautiful points.
Okay.
Testimony. Ma'am?
You can tie your comment in just like Mother did.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to get illegal. You brought out so many points, and you was once again on that train, and you had to stay up with you. Praise the Lord. I like everything you said. You started out in Proverbs, praise God. You're absolutely right, and I believe we need to guard our words, the words that we come out of our mouth, because you said death and life is in the power of the tongue, and the wicked is snared by their careless words. You said to be quick to hear and slow to speak, and let nothing move you. In other words, I put down, let nothing shake your faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I heard you say your labor is not in vain. I thank and praise God. When I say, the songwriter said, when you've done the very best you can, oh, Lord, praise God, you know as a child of God. And I'm gonna get to this one point, because I'm not going to go over everything you said. You asked the question, what is God leading me to do? And you said, listen for an answer. And when you listen for an answer, then you obey. And then this is what I'm going to respond with. You know, ask people. This is what he asked me to do. Ask people, are you going to go to heaven when you die? Hello, somebody. And you need to have an answer for that. If you're not sure where you're going to go and spend eternity, because you don't know the day or the hour when God's going to call your name, but you need to answer this question. Are you going to go to heaven when you die? If you cannot answer it, why, certain, yes, I'm going to go to heaven when I die, because Jesus Hallelujah. The Word of God tells me if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that God has raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. I believe what God says. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. And I confess Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. So I know I'm going to go to heaven when I die, and I'm trying to live for him day by day. I ain't trying to be a secret agent Christian. I ain't trying to be a somebody slipping and sliding, none of that. Praise God, because I know God is real. He's real to me, praise God. And I thank and praise God. So the question to ask people, are you going to go to heaven when you die? You need to settle that question. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. You can ask me, praise God, and I'll let you know how you can know for certain that you have eternal life and that you're going to go to heaven when you die. But it's time to settle that. So I want to respond to what is God leading you to do? When you meet with people, if the Holy Spirit say, ask the person, are you going to go to heaven when you die? Don't be shy. The Holy Ghost ain't shy. Hello. He'll let you be respectful, praise God, but at the same time, it's critical now. Jesus is coming back, and we got to be ready, and we certainly want people that we meet, praise God, and family members to know, praise God, get it right today. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. God is a promise keeper, praise God, and he's able to do much more than what you ask or think. Just consider, praise God, what he said in his word and get in agreement with him. God bless you, woman of God. We thank and praise God for all those good nuggets and morsels that you brought out tonight. And I thank God for you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. I don't remember what
you're on it.
McCormick first.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
I think it's you first, then him. I wasn't sure. I wrote it down, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for everything that you have spoke on tonight. I guess I'm going to go ahead and say that, and then I'm going to tell my testimony, if that's okay with you. But anyway, I just thank God for everything that you were speaking on tonight, and I just give glory and honor to my Savior Jesus. But I just thank God for the point that you said we got to get to a place, let me read it right, a place where we can hear from God. And that is certain. That is so much. That's so true.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that we are hearing from God, that is not like we hearing, but we're not hearing. But we got to make sure it is God is speaking to us. And and I like the point where you said that God helped me not to say the wrong thing. And sure enough, that's right. Because a lot of times I know I say some things. I think sometime this week or last week I said something maybe I shouldn't have said. But I asked God to forgive me for it, and I asked the person to forgive me too. So I just praise God that God can, you know, when I open up my mouth, that I won't say the wrong thing, that I won't hurt nobody.
Help
because
us
I'm
all,
not,
Lord.
I'm not that kind of person. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I want to. But I want to say what God tell me to say now.
That's right.
Now God tell me to tell you something. What He told me to tell you, and if it hurts your feeling, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's right.
You what God told me to tell you. So that's just the way I am. I tell people that. I tell you just what God tell me to say to you, and if I'm said the wrong thing, then I want to repent of that situation. And then there was another point that you were saying. I'm going to say this, then I'm going to go with my testimony. There was another point where you were saying that, can you hear me now? I like that. Can you hear me now? That was good. Can you hear me now? You got to come up. And that's what I love that, because can I hear you? I want to hear you. I want to make sure I'm hearing you, and when I hear you, I want to come up. I want to come up a little higher.
Amen.
I want to stay down there in that little port down there. I want to come up a little higher. So I just thank God for you, Jehovah. I just love it. I love the word. I thank God for.
Praise
for
God.
You.
I love you.
Just,
thank you.
Yeah, but I want to say this testimony, I think about in the first year, I mean, when January came through, 2024, that's when I got COVID came And I thank God that God took me through that COVID.
Yeah.
He, you know, it wasn't a fever, nothing. I went through it, and God brought me out of that. And also, I thank God for how they saying that I have arthritis, but I ain't claiming nothing. I know, like Sister was saying, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. They gave me some kind of pills for me to take for this arthritis. I have not. I took the first pills that they gave me, but these other pills, I have not took them pills yet. I praise God on the other night. I was telling my sister Holly. I was telling her, but I was in the bed, felt like something touched my leg and stuff. I didn't get fear for nothing, but feel like that it just a rub on my, just touched my leg. And you know, ever since that other day, I didn't take the pill. My back didn't feeling better.
No, glory to
God. I said, God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, in the midst of the situation that the enemy tried to take me through on the other day, on Monday, with my stroke, I said, devil, you is a liar. Because, see, he wanted me to just fall down. He wanted me to just fall down and give up. But I called on Jesus. I said, the blood of Jesus. And I call on the name of Jesus. And God, I tell you, he came through. Even though I got to go and have this procedure again on the 20th of, I think it's the 20th of this month.
Right.
But I still believe in my Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
that it's all going to be as well as it's going to be.
Yes.
So I just thank God. And so I just,
Lord,
I'm not going to take up a lot of more time, but I just thank God because God has been so good to me, church.
Yes,
he has been
yes.
so good to me, and I just can't thank him enough. In the midst of some of the things I failed and come short of, he is proving himself to me.
Thank you
and
so
I
much.
Give glory and
God.
Honor to him
yes,
for what
Lord.
He's doing and what he's going to do. In the midst of me, in the midst of
yes.
my family, the thing that's
yes.
going on with my family, I believe God is yet got a still a blessing on the way for us
yes.
all. So
yes.
I just thank God. I thank God for even things don't look like it's supposed to look, but God
well,
sees
right now,
what needs to be done, and he sees how to fix it, and he sees how to change it. And so I give glory
yes.
and honor to him in the name of Jesus. God, pray
thank
for,
you for your
for
love, God. Your mercy
Jesus.
And grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Brother Black, you there or you gone?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. God bless everybody. I just thank
praise
God
the
for the word. I thank God when you were saying, in other words, spiritually examine my own self.
Bless us, God.
And you said, you're gonna go with the flesh or you're going to stand on the word of God? The decisions that I make, would Jesus do that? Or you said when those confrontations come, or you going to run like Joseph?
Jesus.
I thank
Jesus.
God for the word.
Hallelujah.
You also said you must have the armor of God on at all times.
Yes, Lord.
And I love that. And I thought about that. I said, yes, amen. We're in a spiritual warfare all the days of our
right.
life.
Right.
And you also said pray without ceasing.
Amen. Thank you. Help us, Lord.
Pray. And then after you pray, don't get up and walk away. Listen to what if God wants to speak
yes.
to you. And I said, praise God. But
thank
my
you,
testimony this week was I was laying in my bed a couple of days ago. I'm minding my own business, watching TV. And then I brought my knee up, and I bent my knee. It was so much pain. Everything just got tight in my knee. And I hurried up and stretched my knee out again. I said, oh, my God. That
mm-hmm.
thing was almost unbearable.
I know what you're talking about with that. Jesus.
The next few times it did that again, I said, you foul spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
You get out of my knee and off of my knee now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I bind you up. The blood of Jesus is against
yes.
you. I cast them out into dry places where there's outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I loose the healing virtue of God all
yes.
through my body. And you
hallelujah.
Know what? I got up this morning and I went to church and had a good time. I could bend
glory.
My knee. Ain't nothing happened. I said, thank you, Lord, for the
glory
word.
To your name, Jesus.
Ooh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
The blood still works.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Power of it with prayer and believing by faith. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Thank
worthy.
You for the word.
Thank you so much for all the encouragement. Anybody else on the line that want to testify, you can.
Thank you, Lord.
If not, we thank God again. I was thinking about Mother when she just said something about the COVID, because never had it all the time this thing been going on. And it ended up being, when I told y'all before, it ended up being just the stuff that was going on, like a sinus attack and whatever. But they said they're not going to give you no pill because it would end up making things worse, because people that have a mild attack and stuff like this right here with it, they said many of them end up in the emergency room, in the hospital because, you know, with that medicine. But God just blessed it. It ended up being just sinus. It didn't have no problems with the bones. Of course, just the regular arthritis. They had nothing to do with the COVID part, but nothing else but the sinus part of it. But in the meantime, I thank God for so many miraculous things that God has done. But thank you for the encouragement tonight and my testimony even for tonight. I'm like all week long, they done forgot about it until the other day. I said, oh, my God, the day has come, Lita's birthday. I've been thinking about that. But I looked at the calendar that was in the kitchen the other day, and I'm like, oh, this is the second Sunday. So later on, it came to mind that, oh, my God, it's too late for asking anybody, so it must be going to be testimony time. And I've known before when a time came up that slipped by me and a few days before, and it was like, God, say testimony. So I'm like, oh, okay, then. And then I was so much that went on, and the baby's grandbaby over here, commonly her husband, left out early this morning to go to Atlanta just for overnight, just for her birthday. They done had a busy week. But so everything went on. I was so tired, and my body was hurting. So I came in here and laid down. It was going on 6 o'clock, and then I told the baby to say, 6:40. Now you call me, and whatever, and what I'm about to talk about. And between that and something else that transpired and whatever, next thing you know, it's 15 minutes after. I'm like, I was looking at my tablet, to pull a tablet out of my drawer right here, nightstand, and I started, I think it was 10 after. And I started looking at that, and then it came to my mind about Proverbs, and I was reading some things out of that. I had written some notes down, and then the notes are old. But it tied back in, and just look at Proverbs, the first chapter, quickened my spirit. Then I looked that up, and then I was reading something else, and all the in-betweens, all that. I went to the bathroom, came back, it was 3 minutes, because something was going on with Lee. Come on, come and make some calls. 3 minutes to the hour. So I got about 20 minutes of some reading. So everything else besides the things that God had on some different pages on my book, everything else was insert. So I was like, look at my God, what an awesome. Pastor Bird always becomes like, why are you so surprised? In time passes, when it goes on like this, it's in you already, but you already know you got to acknowledge the Lord and hear from God what he says, because you don't want to bring up potato chips or hot dog or anything. But I still want to always be amazed by what he does when he does it and how he brings a plan together. When he put those pieces together, some things that was written, and start giving me inserts in between and word in between, and then some other pages he had me to look at that didn't even have no connection with that, but it did connect. I just give God glory even for the testimony. But we're going to have another time of actual testimony where I want us to really, in my spirit, man, when we do testimony again, like I was saying earlier during the year, to really bring out some of the testimonies leading up to from the ending of the year coming into the new year and challenge that we might have gone through, but what God has done in the midst of the challenge and how he gets the testimony. So that's what I'm believing God for us to be able to have, glory to glorify him, even in the choices, glory to God, in life that we're living for him to be glorified. So we're speaking life for this month and speaking God's blessings. So life and blessings, that's what I want this testimony time to be, all glory out on our next move of God for our next whatever. And then I will be getting back with, I got to remember who it's, because the Brother Black hasn't spoken yet, and Mother McCormick yet, and I think Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, y'all already been for, Pastor Bird, and myself. So And I know I got to get in touch with Minister Teron, and glory to God, Betty's, Pastor Betty's supposed to be speaking very soon. So I'll get back in what order for you all. So if he don't have us to do that testimony for the fourth Sunday, then I will let you know in advance this week and stuff like that, whether it be one of one of you all for speaking and whatever like this. For that part, I definitely want God to bless and move. And then we do have fifth Sunday, so who knows what God might do before the month's out. But I will get back with it, whether it be Mother McCormick, Minister Black, whichever one got put on my spirit. And I don't think Pastor Spim spoke yet either. Trying to think coming into this new year. In this new year, I haven't made a mistake having this year. I'm talking about right in this year. If I'm wrong, tell me. Did Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander and Mother Willette, didn't y'all speak in the new year?
Yeah, we speak already this year.
That's what
yes,
I'm talking
ma'am,
about.
Yes, ma'am, we already spoke.
Okay, then, so that's, I got it right then for the others to start lining them up. All right, then, and Pastor Bird and myself already have, yeah. Okay, then. All righty, then. I will be in back in country, y'all. We're praying for tomorrow night for our prayer time. It's God's blessing, and praying that Carmelita make it back home safely with her husband and for their little time together for her 44th birthday, that they'll be back safely, and any others that are out traveling, any of our families and touching our bodies and keeping it healing, and also prayer for over to God for my appointment to tomorrow with GYN. I'll be well with this particular situation, and also this appointment on Friday concerning this. I'm going to lymphedema for the OT and PT for the sciatic, but also for the start back where the problem that started some of the sciatic. Well, it'll be now with a mild case. They'll have the trainer come in on Friday. That all go well with that we can start that treatment to start getting this stuff to start shrinking. So be praying about that. All be going well with it. The enemy don't get in no way in it to start the sciatica back up again, even though it's not going all the way, but it's enough for to start that treatment back. So we want to keep those things in prayer. Anybody else have any prayer requests before we hang up? And we thank the Lord for the homegoing. In that, and we want to keep Pastor Bird. She's down there now with her sister, and you know things are still in that place of being comfortable. And as far as I know, nothing really that much has major change, because I only can talk to her for about a few minutes before time for service, and she was saying she was there. So this might be a night she's spending night, because it's already dark. She don't drive too well in because of the glare of the light and night anymore. So I think this is the night she was saying she was down there, she would spend the night. So just keep them in prayer. Praise God. So mm-hmm. Anyone want to take that prayer request, my prayer request, the one for covering Carmelita? We can, all of us on the line can take one of those.
We pray for Carmelita and her husband that they went out. We pray that the Lord bring them back safe, and for Carmelita to continue to stand strong.
Yes.
And we know that the Lord hear our cry about heart desire. So we know God can do what she asks, and he will do it because she's a consistent person. She continue to pray and believe by faith God is going to work that thing out for her. In Jesus' name I pray.
Minister BJ, now I want to make sure I got that right. You got lymphedema therapy this week, right?
No, I have lymphedema therapy. It's been going on for the last few weeks. This lymphedema thing about the pump part that had started the problem with the sciatic. Supposed to start trying to find out whether they can start a mild doses on start back now on Friday with the trainer coming in. So we're just trying to see if we can.
Okay, so they're going to provide a pump to help.
I already have the pump. The pump started the problem. So we decided, so they're going to do a low dose and try to find out if they can go ahead and start getting this thing to start going so they can reverse this fluid to start coming off.
Okay, well, we're going to pray against that fluid and pray that God will touch that sciatic nerve, period. How about that?
Yep, and the other thing was the GYN report for his, got to do, for them to do probably a biopsy tomorrow.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now that you are so good and you're concerned about whatever concerns us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you said to ask and it will be given to us. So we pray, Father God, with faith and expectation, Lord God, that you hear the request from Minister BJ, Lord God. You know about change in the dosage that she's going to be getting for the lymphedema pump. And we pray, Father God, for that sciatic nerve. We pray, Lord God, that you will heal. You know, sometimes the doctors may say, well, there's no cure for this, but God, you are the cure. You have the answer to everything. The doctors can only, they're limited to what they can do, but you're not.
Yes.
And since you've already taught us in your word, hallelujah, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, glory be to God, we are healed. So we are the healed. Lord God, when these things try to exalt itself and come up against our bodies, these illnesses, diseases, we thank you that we speak the word of God, that we are the healed in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray that the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, with your anointed healing virtue will fight against that thing that's fighting against Minister BJ's body, Lord God. Lord God, the swelling, we pray the excess fluid get out of her body completely and never to return. That thing that's causing that swelling in Christ Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, that infirmity in Jesus' name. And we say the very root of that demon of infirmity, uproot itself, loose her in Christ Jesus' name, and get back to the pit from which it come, and stay there. We thank you, Lord God, that the sick are the healed, that your, Lord God, virtuous healing power flow through her body, and let it begin to heal every area in her body. Thank you that you are Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is the cure. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this biopsy that she has to have. I don't like no biopsy. If they got to pluck a piece of meat, I don't like that. But I pray no complications. Yes. I pray no pain, no pain, no pain.
Lord.
In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, for a clear biopsy in Christ Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you. We pray that you touch my sister from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch the conditions. Arthritic conditions in Christ Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said in your word, hallelujah, what we loose here, you are loosened in heaven. What we bind here, you are binding in heaven. So we command that spirit of infirmity to loose her.
Right.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And get in the pit in the name of Jesus and stay there until the day of judgment by the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord Father God, that you heal that sciatic condition in Christ Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. We pray the prayer of faith with expectation, and we speak and declare and decree that it is so and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we just lift up Pastor Bird right now, God.
Yes.
Lord, even in a situation, God.
Amen.
Lord, you know all things about her sister, God.
Amen.
Our prayer, Lord, is we lift her up to you, God. And that, Lord, she has finished her course. She fought a good fight of faith before you take her home, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for whatever your decision is, God. Lord, let everything, Lord, be that she has completed her assignment here on earth. God, we just thank you because you are in her. And your words in her and she is in you. She is the branch and you are the true vine, God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we speak healing right now, Lord.
Yes.
Even when she's right here on earth, God. But nevertheless, let your will be done and not ours. We just lift your daughter up to you. She's your daughter, God. And, Lord, whatever, however you see fit, God, let the family be at ease. Let everything be right, decent, and in order, and comfort every member of the family, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because you are the overseer of all of our affairs. So we bless your name now, God. And however you see fit, let your will be done in all of their lives, all of our lives. And we thank you for this prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Father McCormick, would you pray for Alicia? She starts a new job. The Lord's blessing gave favor all the prayers that went forth. So she should be starting the new job. The training finished the start of this week, being at home for 3 days and 2 days at work. But she had to take her husband this morning to airport for him to go to Texas for 3 days, and he should be back, I think, on Tuesday. So that would be that evening that she'll get off of work. Thank goodness it'll be right over there. The airport will be not too far from where the job is. So would you take that for her and also for her husband for over in Texas and whatever goes on and get him back safe? He did make it already over there.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon, God, we ask you to look on Alicia, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for her, God, that the job, God, that you, Lord God, will continue, Lord God, to work the situation out for her. And we thank you for what you're doing in her life, Lord God, how you're yet blessing and how you're yet working out situations. And so, God, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, because we know that your words tell us whatsoever things that we ask when we pray, believe in it, we shall receive it. So I thank you, Lord God, for the strength that you give Alicia, this woman of God, how she stands on the word and how she determined to be able, Lord God, to go forward and to do the things that she have to do. So, God, I pray for her, and I pray for her husband, God, as he go over to Texas, Lord God, that you will keep a shield around him and protect him, Lord God, and there's the over, dear God, keep your angels around him, God, and work it out that everything will be okay, that he'll come back home safe and sound, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind any kind of hinder, any kind of spirit that tries to hinder the way over there in any way, Father. We bind it, and we send it back to the pit for hell where it comes from. Now, Lord, we thank you for the job that she got, how you have worked the thing out for. And we just glorify you, God, and we just give you the glory and honor for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Keep her lifted up because it's a yoke that needs to be destroyed. I've been praying about it for a long time. And I'm Pastor Bird and myself, and that's Pastor Burton, too. But I'm going to pray for y'all. I'm going to pray for her about this sleep. She's on a sleep machine, sleep app, but we're talking about for her hours of trying to manage to really get sleep and whatever like this. So just that can get managed better. Well, she's definitely got to be working, traveling. So thank the Lord for just keep that before the Lord. And we thank the Lord for all of you all and what God has blessed and what he's doing and the miraculous that he's still doing in our lives in spite of the challenges with the adversary. We thank God the greater is he on the inside of us, and he is after us, and that we holding on to our peace, our joy, the trust, the faith in the Lord as we continue to lift each other up and build each other up and holding on to the promises of God. We pray for Ms. Zaire in there. Thank the Lord for her. Praise God. She's been doing great. I don't know what attention she needed right now, but that's a good baby. I don't know what's going on in the room in there if you hear her. But nevertheless, we thank God. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, bless the Lord for you. And if there's nothing else, we look forward to God blessing and moving and proving himself even as the days and weeks and months unfold, and even as God bless, even in tomorrow. So y'all have a good night. It's a little late, but I'm going to go get me some something to eat. I ate very light earlier today, but I need something to eat now. So I'm going to have to get in here. And so in the meantime, as we depart from this phone and not from his presence, we speak blessings upon you all, miracles to manifest, and some debt cancellation, and a special blessing upon Mother Alexander for that she had before the Lord, that it will come forth with favor and reduce life in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, in the meantime, I love you. God
Amen.
Bless you. Salome, salome.
God bless you.
Love you.
Everybody do it like Jesus.
Salome.
Salome. Love you all.
Love you.
Thank you, Lord. You prove yourself every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God.